Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The National Weather Service has issued a cold weather advisory for our WVIK listening area until 11 this morning. An extreme cold warning is also active for Clinton County and areas farther north, including the cities of Dubuque, Cedar Rapids, Waterloo, Freeport, and Galena. Victims of a building collapse in downtown Davenport are accusing the building's owner of selling many of his assets to avoid payouts. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly has details.
Court documents allege that Andrew Wold and his companies sold 20 of their 22 Davenport properties because he knew he could be held liable for the building's collapse in May of 2023. A petition says the buildings were sold for less than their assessed value. It's part of an ongoing lawsuit surrounding the collapse, where three died and one woman lost her leg. It says the total value he may owe could reasonably exceed $100 million. Plaintiffs say Wold should put the money he collected from the sales into a trust, which would be monitored by someone appointed by the court. Any future sales earnings would also be put into the trust. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
A special election next week will decide who takes the Quad City area Senate seat that opened up when Republican Chris Kernoyer became lieutenant governor last month. Senate District 35 includes Clinton County as well as parts of Scott and Jackson counties. Republican Katie Whittington, a conservative organizer from Clinton County, is running against Democrat Mike Zimmer. He is a president of the Central DeWitt School Board and hopes to strengthen public schools and help grow Iowa's middle class.
I'm going to be very realistic that we're in the super minority. I want to look at what the legislative priorities are for the Republicans, and I want to be very cognizant to work together.
Whittington declined an interview with IPR, but has stated that she wants to strengthen Iowa's schools through school choice. She also has advocated for groups that oppose vaccine requirements, including Children's Health Defense. Early voting has already begun for the special election, which takes place on January 28th. Iowa's population growth mainly came from immigration from 2023 to last year. Iowa Public Radio's Lucia Cheng has details.
From 2023 to 2024, Iowa's population grew by 23,000 people, according to U.S. Census data. Immigrants made up 84% of that growth. The nonprofit U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants helps people resettle. Leslie Olson works in their Des Moines office. Refugees are a small part of the immigrants coming in, but Olson says political rhetoric that casts refugees as violent is misinformed. She says they must go through numerous background checks before they're let into the country.
This is the only system in the United States where we treat people like criminals until they can prove that they were victims.
Olson says a lot of immigrants stay in Iowa for the same reasons as anyone else: available jobs, affordable housing, and nice people. I'm Lucia Chang, IPR News.
Illinois Democrats are warily watching Washington, D.C. as President-elect Donald Trump gets sworn in for a second term this morning. WBEZ's Alex Degman has more.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says Trump is unpredictable. Sometimes he doesn't do what he says he will, and other times he surprises people. So it's hard to know exactly how Trump's second term will affect Illinois, but Pritzker is concerned that the Trump administration will limit Medicaid access, and that could hit the state budget.
We might have hundreds of thousands of people who would go without health care, so we're worried about that. How might we react to that? Exactly what that looks like, we don't know, but we're trying to, you know, to think about those things ahead of time.
Illinois is already facing a more than $3 billion shortfall heading into this year's budget negotiations. Pritzker's combined budget and State of the State address is scheduled for February 19th. I'm Alex Degman.
The Quad Cities River Bandits has a new manager. The minor league affiliate for the Kansas City Royals has tapped Jesus Azuaye, who will take charge this year from Brooks Conrad. Conrad has been promoted to manage the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, which is the Royals' Class AA farm team. The Bandits play their first home game on April 8th. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.